Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us over the phone today, we have Superintendent Larry Davis of the Emory County School District. And Mr. Davis, it is a pleasure to get you on today. I definitely appreciate the time. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jordan.
I know that this is really just an odd time, to say the least, right? I mean, for as long as you've been in education, I'm sure you've never seen anything quite like it. How have you guys adapted in Emory County?
Well, over the years, we have had some significant interruptions in the educational process. We've had Forest Service take over our schools for fires. We've accommodated search and rescue when we've had mine disasters and things like that. I've been involved in those as a teacher and as a school principal and now superintendent. So what I do know is our school district, our employees, our stakeholders, our parents, our students adapt. They do what needs to be done in the best interests of the community's health, and also in the education of our children.
So with all that being said, you and I had a conversation a little bit off the cuff talking about some of the things that have been, I guess, an adjustment period, maybe some of the more difficult things that you guys have tried to implement or still have to determine. And there were a couple of items on that agenda.
Yeah, things have moved so quickly. It's been very difficult to set down a policy or a way of doing things that's going to stick to the wall. When we do that, we find out that things have changed, coming down from the State Office of Education or maybe from the governor's office or a combination of both. So we have to look at the planning end of it very carefully. We do know now, because the school closure, the soft closure, has been extended to May 1st, that we have got to determine how we're going to grade students for the last quarter of the school year. Is it going to be the traditional grades based on the work that they submit, either electronically or paper and pencil work packets that are returned to the school for grading? Is it going to include pass-fail? Will there be an incomplete grade component to all of this? Those are things we're going to be working on starting Friday, and then we will get input from school administrators and teachers before we make a final decision on that.
Has there been a gauge on if this has been more difficult for kids at the elementary level or maybe kids that are at the high school level? Have you guys been able to gauge where the more difficult transition has been?
Well, I think kids elementary age are more easily entertained at home. They don't get bored as easily. I think that they can adjust to not being around their school friends. They have parents' support at home. Not that older kids don't, but I think that it is a little bit tougher on older kids. And as I've thought about this, because I have more of a secondary background than elementary, but as I've thought about this, I really have to feel bad for our seniors at both Green River and Emory High School. This is the time of year as they're winding down their public school career that they would be engaged in a number of activities that they would be doing for the last time. That means a lot to kids that age, and to have those taken away is very difficult. I have a lot of empathy for them. We don't know what commencement's going to look like at this point. That's another thing that I've asked secondary principals to start putting together some contingency plans. Even if we can have a normalized commencement program at all, but that's such an important rite of passage that you know, it would break my heart if we couldn't go forward with something like that. So I think it's a little tougher on secondary kids. They don't have the athletic programs. Now that's in a state of limbo. They don't have the assemblies, the field trips. They don't have the competitions that normally would be taking place this time of year. And some of those things certainly are in the middle schools and in the elementary schools as well. But for those younger kids, they're going to have those opportunities going forward. For some high school kids, this is it. This is their last year of high school for the seniors, and it would be a shame for them to lose out on those opportunities.
Again, our guest right now is Emory County School District Superintendent Larry Davis as we talk about the dismissal of school. It is such a fluid process. On Monday, we got word that this would continue through spring break, and we also got word that as far as the athletic scene is concerned, this is something that's going to continue throughout the entire month of April moving into May. And so, well, I believe both of them are actually going to follow that suit going throughout May. And so when you mentioned it's such a fluid situation, I mean, it really is. You guys have to be able to adapt and adapt in a hurry.
We do, and those are things that we talk about. There are a lot of what-ifs and different scenarios just so that we're prepared. We have to understand that it's all new, that we want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. One of the things we're working with right now is really scaling down the number of people that are in our buildings at one time. We're currently following the 10-person rule as laid out by the governor and State Superintendent Dixon, but I think we're going to move to essential personnel only as a means of minimizing human contact and spread of possible virus. We just have to be so cautious, and we're not even at the peak in Utah, and we've been very fortunate in our area not to have any confirmed cases of COVID-19, and we don't want any. But in order for us to maintain that level of health and safety, we have to take precautions. We have to take extra precautions. So that's where we're at.
Mr. Davis, before I let you go, I also want to talk about the district and the lunch program that's going on right now. What type of reaction have you guys gotten from the community with the lunch program?
It has been simply spectacular. The program put together by Janine Warren, Food Services Director, and Transportation Director Roger Swenson has been incredible. Created schedules for drop-off at bus stops and pick-up at school locations. Two meals collected each day at the same time, a breakfast and a lunch. We are nearing serving 2,000 of those every day. We only have 2,100 students, so that's a lot of kids taking advantage of our school lunch program. And these are nutritional. They follow state and federal guidelines for nutrition. And we want our kids to remain healthy through this process. A well-fed child is going to do a lot better on schoolwork, whether it's at home or at school, than one who isn't well nourished. So we support that, and we have had amazing success with it, with very few concerns or complaints stemming from our program.
That's fantastic. You guys have definitely done a wonderful job. Again, Emory County School District Superintendent Larry Davis joining us over the phone. Mr. Davis, it is a pleasure to speak with you once again. Thank you so much for the time.
You're welcome, Jordan.
For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.